What's up, everybody? It's another wonderful episode of Radcast. This is actually Radcast 2.0 for the day. we had an earlier interview with the legendary Jamie Riley, and unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties that unfortunately made it so that we can't hear any of the audio that we got from him. So we're going to have to do that all over again, but...
But it was really good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I still... Wait.
Here we go.
Okay, look at that.
There we go.
You know, maybe it's just me. You know what it is? It's just me. I shouldn't be doing this. This is ridiculous. But we bagged yet another awesome interviewee, and we're going to be sitting down with none other than the legendary Kyle Ferrari.
Woo!
For round two.
Can I have to check in here?
You are indeed, sir. You are indeed.
Everybody's mics on. Everybody can be heard.
Mic check. So, yeah, we're...
I feel like the listeners will appreciate the level of care. Like, let's test this while we're looking.
Exactly. You know, we want to give you a behind the scenes. Like, we really want you to know, like, hey, we want you to feel like you're a part of the team.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like, we don't want to just give you the content. We want to give you the hiccups and all that other good stuff, too. So
if you're not frustrated by the time you finish listening to this, we haven't done our job.
Exactly. Right.
This is more of a behind the mic podcast.
Behind the mic. Yes, we had him on the phone and we're sitting there and I crap my pants. I didn't even see it coming. I don't know why it was.
And it was such a good interview.
It really was. We're sitting here talking it up. It was a great interview. My God, his answer.
Oh, the things we've learned that you have no idea about.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. It blew me out of the water and you'll never hear about it. No, but
he's a really great guy and we're going to contact him and get him back on and all kinds of good things. So
exactly, but yeah. in the meantime, like while we were trying to get that scheduled and done again, you guys can head over to jamieshouseofmusic.com. That's Jamey House of Music, or Jamie's plural, not plural, possessive. Jesus, people, just type the letters. You know what I'm trying to say here. Jamieshouseofmusic.com, and there's a little link at the top of the page. It's a big yellow button that says donate. Click that and you can help get that project rolling even faster than it already is, and get them moved in here to Pottstown so we can bring you all kinds of, and he more specifically can bring you all kinds of great music from all over the area. He's a legendary Philadelphia venue owner. If you haven't heard the backstory yet, check out our page for more on that. And of course, check out the interview when we finally nail it and get it up. But, okay, so that aside, woes aside, I've already shed my tears for the day, and we're moving on to bigger and better things. Sitting here with the legendary Kyle Ferrari. So, I guess we'll play out the rest of the music, and then when we come back, we get right
Sounds
into the big event of this weekend.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, sit tight. Dug Out with Tal Mensen, and before that, of course, Headbutt Deuce. Those guys were actually in the recording studio earlier this week. They've got another album on the way. They were recording gang vocals. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally March 21st record release. It's going to be a shit show and a great grand old time. But this is Radcast part two for the day. You're not going to get to hear part one because we failed miserably, but we're sitting here with the legendary Kyle Ferrari, which makes up for everything. That always makes everything better. Flattery will get you nowhere.
Yeah, seriously.
But
or everywhere.
Exactly, depending on the person. So, dude, you've been busy as hell, man. There was you guys did the Lancaster Tattoo Convention last weekend.
Yep.
Now you have the Philly Tattoo Convention coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And then you guys are doing a Moon Tattoo Convention the following weekend.
What is it? A what?
A moon tattoo convention. That was totally a lie. That's not actually happening. I'm just trying
like on the moon. It's just like all like an overnight tattoo? Like, what is it? Like, right. Starts at midnight?
It's a moonlighting tattoo ceremony. Exactly, right.
If all of you listening could have seen the look on Kyle's face being like, holy shit, did I forget about something?
Like, no, I was just like, no, not another one.
Yeah, right, no, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this.
Not three weekends in a row.
Right. So yeah, no, the moon one, that was a terrible joke on my part. Like, I'm sitting here like, oh, moon, oh, Jesus. You know what? I'm just going to mute myself. You guys carry on. I'm going to go recollect myself and try to figure out what the hell I'm doing. So
now, I was there at least Saturday of last weekend, but how did you and Kyle Bear in the shop feel about Lancaster Convention? Did you guys have a good time? How did you like the turnout?
It was fun. It was better than last year because it was their second year doing it. They fixed a few problems from last year, but left a few problems unresolved. A few new problems presented themselves and quickly got resolved through the course of the weekend, i.e., like, you know, they wanted to have live music there, which was cool, and they had, like, a radio station that's local to Lancaster backing them and supporting them and promoting them throughout, I guess actually for months leading up to it. From what I heard locals, they were like, oh, yeah, every time a commercial played, there was something about this convention, so you really could not know about it. So they had that, but then one of the guys that works there and does like a Sunday night like local music kind of a show. He brought a bunch of bands, and they would get like sound test or sound checked, and then they would all turn their own amps up, and it was like you're standing across like a small like banquet room table from people and trying to find out what they want to get tattooed or if anything, and you're like screaming at them, and then you have to like lean your ear into their mouth to like hear any response from them. So we got, thankfully we're, I don't want to say like good friends with the guy that runs it, but we have a good rapport with the guy that runs it. So we just got right to him and was like, listen, dude, this is, you know, me and Kyle were like right, the first booth right next to the music.
You just show up right to the guy. Hey dude.
And it was like, this is really, really loud. And he was really cool about it. He was like, I understand. I'm sorry. He's like, first and foremost, this is about you guys, the artists. Secondly, it's the bands. And it was like a big open area, so like the sound traveled a lot. It was
exactly.
Open, like I was saying the last time it was on, it's kind of like a, sort of like in a barn. Yeah. But not like a barn. Like, it was like a very nice, you know, open air auditorium.
It has carpet. It has heat.
It has carpet in heat.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know I made fun of him after the last podcast when I listened to it. And I was like, so really? You got to tell them about what like color the carpet is. It has heat. Shut up. I just want to let them know they're not just going to be walking into some crazy barn in Lancaster. And you know,
I mean that setup. I mean, yeah, come on out to the barn in Lancaster. It's right next to a bar. We met a douche. There was terrible people. My friend almost got punched and stabbed. Come on out. It's going to be a great time.
But it walked out with a really cool tattoo.
But it was fun. We did have a great time, and it was a nice like getting us back into the convention mindset, you know, putting our quote-unquote convention hats back on.
Revved up
for the big guy this weekend.
Revved up for the main event this weekend, which is the 16th annual Philadelphia Tattoo Convention.
Dude, so fucking pumped, man. I am so pumped.
This is going to be Josh's first tattoo convention.
It's true. I'm just going to walk in like wide-eyed, like walking around like, this is so cool. Yeah. And you're like, guys, look, I got my mom's face on my elbow. This is so awesome. That could happen. If I walk in, like, you know, drunk at all, I mean, like, just, you know, it could be, I could leave, like, just covered in, like, I would go from no tattoos to, like, neck tattoos. I got my face tatted up and
some
stuff.
Some teardrops.
Yeah, right. I got, like, some gangster shit on there or whatever. I got, like, a goldfish on my forehead. I'm like, a crying clown on the side of my neck. Like, just, I don't know, all kinds of ridiculous.
I will support you in that, in the fact that I'll let you make your own decisions.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'll just stand there with my camera and record it all.
Exactly,
so
right.
That,
great content.
Broadcast Nation can check it out.
Great content. I'll never show my face in public ever again, you know.
You might not be able to, depending on what you get on it.
Yeah, seriously, right. You know, like, but so you got, I mean, like, what's the process like, and what's the difference between, like, you know, just, you know, a regular, I don't want to say like a regular day in the shop, but maybe like, you know, different events that you guys would do versus like conventions, like what kind of goes into that whole thing?
Well, at the shop, you have one, excuse me, I burped, a lot of space, and two, not as much of a time crunch, I guess. At a convention, you're, you know, people are walking up, they want stuff right away. One, they're in a room full of tattoo artists. Let's say, for sake of argument, half of them are like big time celebrity tattoo artists that aren't going to be accepting walk ups.
Right.
The other half are people that are going to be accepting walk ups. And you can go about, you know, as the artist, you can go about one of two ways. You can spend the whole weekend tattooing appointments, which some people do. It kind of makes your life a little bit easier because you already know what you're dealing with going into the weekend. And then other people will leave themselves open to walk-ups. And it's kind of the idea behind it would be like, okay, well, if, you know, I get some new clients, then that drums up business, and then they'll make the trip up from Philly to get tattooed at the shop and yada, yada, yada. So the bigger hassle at a convention is that if you are doing walk-ups, which most of the weekend I will be doing, you're just, time is money. I mean, you know, somebody comes up and they want something done, the faster you can get it drawn up and put together and on them and tattooed and get their money and get them out, more time you have to do the next tattoo. And not to say that, like, you're not taking an appropriate amount of time to do the, you're not, like, rushing it and doing, like, a you know, subpar job or anything, but you do have to be...
Your time management is more...
Yeah, your time management is much more important in that setting as opposed to at the shop, where you can take your, you know, you schedule your day the way that you want it to weeks in advance.
Right, right.
And you know exactly, like, okay, hey, it's 4 o'clock, we worked for 4 hours on this piece, we got this far, we're done for today.
Right.
There, they, you know, 4 hours, and it's like, all right, this is like, you know, a third of my day.
Right.
I better be getting paid well enough for this, and it better not have been like 2 hours of prep time and 2 hours of tattoo time to, you know, and that 2 hours of prep time was like necessary, but also kind of like a little bit too much.
Right,
kind of
like running the clock. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. I'm one of those people that I'm very into being planned and know what I'm getting into ahead of time. So like every time, even though it always ends up working out fine, going into weekends like this when it's like, I don't know what I'm going to end up doing.
Right.
Is like a little bit stressful.
Oh yeah. I would imagine. I mean, especially
because you never know what you're going to get. You never know. I mean, are you going to get some like crackhead hood dude come up? Like, I want fucking thug life over my stomach in like most complicated old English ever. And, like, no.
Like, I'm sorry, sir.
There's someone else that could handle
that. You can't pay me in cocaine. You know, I'm not like, doing this. I don't.
But then, you know, but at the same time, you do want to do some cool stuff. Like, you want to enjoy yourself, so you don't want to be doing infinity symbols with inspirational words, you know, looped into it the whole weekend long either. So
right, right.
It's kind of one of the, it's like a, you know, you want to try to make it fun for yourself, but you also kind of have to know, like, all right, what can I do quickly? What can I do well? What can I make money off of? What's going to suck up too much time?
Yeah.
If somebody comes up and is like, oh, yeah, I want to get a half sleeve.
call me at
the shop and I'd be happy to do that. Okay. But in this setting, I'm not going to take like 3 hours to draw you up a half sleeve, to tattoo you for 4 hours, and there's 7 hours out of my 10-hour day to make money.
Okay, so what if one guy for half of the half sleeve? Can I get a quarter sleeve? Or maybe I'll just go to a bunch of different booths, like, can I get an eighth of a sleeve? Yeah. And then I'll just go around, and by the time we do, I'll be like, dude, can you just finish this up, man? I've been here all day, like, trying to...
By the time he's the last guy, he just has to be like the background filler type.
Yeah, right, exactly, a little bit of editing and everything, like, yeah, that would...
biggest collaborative piece, unscheduled collaborative piece.
32 artists, one arm, no idea or direction.
Well,
is that Sharknado under a picture of Jesus? I don't really follow.
I don't know. At that point, it was my eighth one. I just became delirious. Right. Anything at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just trying to get it all bases covered. All bases covered.
If anybody listening is interested in getting a tattoo actually at the convention, do you have any advice for people going up, like whether it's them being prepared with something or having pictures of reference so then artists don't have to then spend the time to look it up?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a picture of something that you want, like, exactly, and this, there's, like, a whole bunch of stuff I could talk about regarding this, but one, don't bring a picture of somebody else's tattoo and ask somebody to just blatantly rip off that tattoo. That sucks. That's stupid, especially if it was, like, an involved custom piece.
That's happened?
It happens all the time. Welcome to the internet.
You know, yeah, like, right, yeah.
Hello, Pinterest tattoos. Yeah.
That's why 90%. That's why like 90% of my sketches are always like, if I took a picture and put it on Instagram of a sketch that I'm going to do, it's like on an angle and half of it's blurred out so that it's not able to be like stolen quite as easily.
Right,
I'm sure it happens, but, you know, and I really don't care. But it's one of those things of like, you know, this is a fun job. You should be able to put a little bit of work into it.
Right, right, know? Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if plagiarism would be the word, because it's more for, you know, the written word, but, it, you know, you're blatantly taking somebody else's work.
Yeah, so that's like, gross.
If you're lucky enough to have this job, right, which, you know, to most of them is their dream job, like, put a little effort into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a name for yourself. Don't just rip off other people.
This is, I think, a perfect example of people just kind of coming along and really stealing from the actual culture behind this whole media.
Yeah.
Just as an aside real quick, is that I saw an article that apparently the Biebs is trying to open up some kind of tattoo shop.
Yeah.
Although, apparently...
I heard vague rumors about that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's kind of like along the same lines. Like, what do you really have to bring, man?
Yeah.
You have
some, like, the money behind it? Like, that
yeah.
doesn't make you
well, that's
any
the thing, too.
More
it's like, okay, are you
going to
use this as an investment
exactly.
kind of thing? Or is it just because
he's
it's
a douche.
The cool aspect? Which I think Kyle and I and some other artists at the Lancaster Convention were talking about... kind of that stigma of the rock star tattoo artist, and
right.
they all like to listen to the same horrible bands and whatever, and
yeah,
you know,
right,
just
right.
act like douchebags. And it's like, no, you meet these really humble dudes that are so happy that they get to wake up every morning and have their dream job and create art and something new and different on every single person. And
yeah, exactly, right.
So anyway, I kind of forget where I was going with my.
So people coming in,
oh,
advice
oh,
to
oh,
people
don't
coming in.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so one, yes, don't come up with somebody's obviously custom tattoo and ask somebody to just completely rip it off. If you do have something, I mean, if you're bringing up a picture of it, once again, I'm just going to keep going back to this, the infinity symbol with the word in it. If that's what you want, that's cool. I mean, that's easy enough to draw. Bring a picture of it if you want to, but it's not necessary. Now, if you have something that, like, anything in that middle gray area in between there, bring a printout of it before you bring, like, a picture of it on your phone.
Right. Because
then we have to, like, you have to email it to us, and then we have to load it onto our computer, and then we have to print it out, and then we have to trace it. If you just bring, like, a printout of it,
yeah,
a little bit quicker time.
Right.
You know, we can just get it traced right up. If we need to make any adjustments, we can. But it's just, like, it just saves that extra little bit of time, because you got, like, I think at this convention, man, it's, like, hundreds and hundreds of, a good couple hundred booths, with minimum two artists per booth.
Right.
So you got a lot of people soaking up a lot of internet. Things don't move that fast.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you're bogging down.
And hey, the more prepared you are and the quicker you get in that chair and your mm-hmm. tattoo's done, the quicker you can go check out all the other booths, the bands, the big breasted women walking around.
Right,
get
we can't.
A beer.
Yeah.
That was a highlight from earlier's podcast that we didn't get to mention. There's
in the first round, yeah.
Copious amounts of big breasted
yeah.
women. So obviously, you know, yeah.
Besides
yeah.
all the artists, which Josh and I were talking about in the earlier one, that
kind of
didn't
cool
work
stuff
out
to
for
see
us.
On the side.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bands. They have sideshows. They have vendors
the zombie,
just selling stuff, jewelry, clothing.
The zombie caricature dudes were there last year. They'll probably
oh,
be there again
yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
You
trying to get
rock.
Down with
they're
that, yeah.
They're from Akunji, right up by, like, Allentown.
Right.
And they do these zombie caricature portraits of you.
Is it the stuff you guys got hanging in your
living
room?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they are dope. In fact, maybe we could post a picture of those. Maybe
yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
But, yeah, big-breasted women walking around.
Actually, last year when Justin came down to hang out for the day, he was, like, he doesn't like conventions to work them, but he doesn't mind, like, popping in and just hanging out for a little while. But after a while, after a bit, the crowd starts to get to him and, like,
right.
kind of, like, anxiety sets in, so he's like, all
right,
I'm out.
Yeah, right,
and
yeah, exactly.
And it's like at a drop of a hat. It's not even like, okay, guys, take care. Do you need me to
smoke
pellet
just
it's
dropped.
Just like
and just
mid-conference. Like, anyway, so I was thinking this week, you know what? I gotta go.
Great idea, texted to me.
And I'm done.
So,
I mean, hang on one second. He was there, and he was, walks to the back of the convention hall, and he's like, I guess hanging out for a while. He comes back to the booth, and he's like, there are a bunch of naked girls getting painted up back there. He's like, and I was standing next to a bunch of cops. And I waited, and then the cops started taking pictures, so I figured, well, I guess it's cool if I take pictures, as long as the cops are taking pictures.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dude, that's awesome. Like, that's you've great. Set the precedent, man. You've set the precedent. I'm just following your lead.
Well, the cops are doing it, so I guess it's not that bad.
It must be okay. It must be okay. So, dude, here's a question, like, for the tattoo aspect. I know you're saying, like, you know, there's time constraints, and obviously you're trying to just pump out as much work, get as many people in there. I mean, like, you know, for advertising potential, like you were saying, and just, like, you know, obviously the more new customers that you can get, the more that you can maybe even bank on for future.
Mm-hmm.
But has there ever been anybody that's approached you and they've got, like, I don't know, some crazy idea for a design or a concept, and you're like, that is so effing intriguing that I'm going to go ahead and devote some time to this and actually try to make this happen here? Like, is there a bit, like, anything that's ever, like, caught you where, like, you're like, wow, that's, I want to be the guy to do that?
That's never really, the way that you're describing the scenario, no, that's never happened to me. the most, I mean, 9 times out of 10, if they want something that's really big and albeit intriguing, I'll use, it kind of sucks to say, but I'll usually try to push them to, like, come into the shop. Like, because it's going to be a much more, like, the end product is going to be much better.
Right.
In this scenario, as much as you don't want to use the word rushed or slapdash or haphazard or anything like that, this is a quicker moving scenario. This is a quicker moving setting for tattooing and for designing and getting things drawn up and all of that. Even at the Lancaster one, I had a dude come up and he wanted this big jelly, not huge, but he wanted this like jellyfish on the back of his calf. And I had him come back the next day to get it done because by the time he got there, it was close to the end of the night anyway.
Right, right.
So by the time I got it drawn, we would have been starting right as the convention floor was closing.
Right.
So I had him come back the next day. I knocked $20 off to cover what he had to pay to get in there. And it was cool. So like something like that. I mean, I guess that's the closest to that.
Yeah, right.
And so I had it drawn up like the night. So, you know, we left the convention, we went out, we hung out, I got back to the room, drew it up, had it ready to go the next day, and he was my first appointment at like 1 o'clock, and it was perfect. You know, and it was something I definitely wanted to do, but it was just something like, listen, I can't do it right now,
but I can
do it tomorrow. I have nothing else planned. I will set the time aside for you, and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. That's
about the closest to that, but somebody comes in with something intriguing, I'm not going to be like, all right, we'll come back in like 3 hours when I got it drawn.
Right, right.
Because there's a million feathers with exploding birds and vintage symbols that I could be doing right now.
Right,
like
right.
$50 to $60 a pop and just like banging them out.
Just racking them, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I also have a little book of sketches that I'm going to bring to things that I want to tattoo, and they'll all be one-off tattoos. I got to do one of them at the Lancaster convention. It was a little bull shark tooth with a little glowy light burst thing around it. I finally got to do it on the last day. It was the last tattoo of the last day of the convention. I was like, I am ending on this. I was like, somebody could come up and be like, yeah, I just want a little dot. I get $500 for it. I'd be like, nope. Ending on the bull shark.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the last thing I want
to
do.
Sorry, bro. Keep your freckles. Bigger fish to fry.
Nice, nice.
So I will have, and I have sketches, and I tried to keep like a varying range of sizes, like some that are a little bit bigger and would be more pricey, and then some that are quicker and smaller. And then once again, I mean, even if you have a custom idea, it's not like I won't draw up something, but I'm not, once again, it's just kind of like a size thing. Like if it's like really involved, you know, I'm not going to do your Spartan warrior standing over the devil with his shield all beat up and arrows sticking out of it and flames coming up around him and like all this full back piece. That I'm not going to draw up.
That was right super specific. Like, I feel like somebody came up with it.
I have something like that coming up.
Not
quite exactly that, but I do have a big piece coming up like that. And it was just the one that first came to my head.
Right, right.
And okay. I am excited to do that, but the guy's coming to the shop and I have plenty of time to draw it.
Exactly. Right, right. It's not like you're trying to.
But you come up and you want something like custom drawn. Sure. I mean, I'll draw it up as long as it's not like completely going to take up way too much time. So, I don't know. It's like a fine line type of thing.
Right.
I feel like I haven't given a good answer for the listeners. They're probably like, well, your listeners are probably at this point just saying like, well, fuck, I'm not going to go to this guy now.
No, dude. I mean, if anything, they're familiar with
it. He seems very choosy about what he'll do.
Well, no, but I think on that, maybe to try and explain it a little better, if you want to get, you know, this big masterpiece on your body, you want your artist to have time to go do it. I mean, a lot of these artists will go home and draw these tattoos on their own time
and be a little bit more dedicated to it and comfort zone.
Yeah, and I think it's more comfortable too for those like super bigger pieces to be in the shop because there is more space. You know, you can kind of call breaks more often and feel more comfortable to do so.
Right.
And, you know,
you don't have 30,000 people walking around watching.
Yeah,
and
you don't have don't have 200.
Exactly.
In the background.
That's what's going to blow your mind when you first walk in there, being your first convention, walking in, and the amount
the
of machines,
hive of
yeah,
activity,
that
right?
Yeah,
yeah, that is
yeah.
like a.
And that the longer you're there, the more it becomes like white noise in the background.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be stuck in my head. I feel like when we walk out to go drinking, like we're going to be like, you know, they're going to be going down the line. So, what would you like to drink? They're going to get to me, and I'm going to be like, zzz, yeah. I don't know why I'm doing this. I just, you know, like I don't know.
Beers.
Yeah. Right. Beers. Do you have any Yinglings on tap? Okay.
I think I am going to. Just to get like a jump on it though, so that I can do more appointments for the next convention that we're going to be doing, which is in March. I think right after this one, I'm going to start putting up posts on Instagram and Facebook about booking appointments for the Skindustry Expo, which will be up in Allentown.
Oh, snap.
March 20, I don't know, 22nd or 21st to the 23rd or 22nd to the 24th, whatever is close to that on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in March.
Right, dude, awesome. But, so I mean,
so yeah, keep posted to @KyleF_tattoos and facebook.com/KyleFerrari.
Bam! Right there, drop the mic, just done.
And done.
Of course, there will be links to that on Radcast.
Exactly. Of course. Of course. So it sounds like you guys are really ramping up and really starting to get more and more involved in the convention atmosphere now. Is that
You know what, honestly, conventions are a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun once you get started and, like, literally, like, once your booth's set up and you're ready to go, then they're fun. Getting there, specifically the Philly one, once you're, like, getting there sucks. Getting all of your equipment in the door sucks. Getting through the line of people where you have to get all of your, like, certificates of you know, health, the health board and all that sucks. Every single time you leave the convention floor and go out the main door and have to go back through the security line, even though this dude just saw you 2 seconds ago, that sucks. But once you're inside, once you're getting going, once you're tattooing, it's a ton of fun. And when you get to walk around and see all the people and you get to see big tattoos, I mean, for us, it's like seeing celebrities. That's always fun. And you see what they're working on and see what kind of sketches they have hanging around and kind of prints you can buy from them and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. So, and there is no, yeah, certainly for the art lovers, I mean, of any varying degree, there is no shortage of good artwork to be able to purchase and take home, whether they be prints or originals or stuff painted on wood, stuff you know, just like prints of like somebody did a watercolor but then scanned it and printed it, 100 times. You know, and those are nice because you usually get them for like $10-$15.
Oh, dude.
And not only, I mean, if you attend, not only you're going to see those tattoo artists that have been on the tattoo shows, like Ink Masters and Best Ink and stuff like that. A bunch of them are going to be there. But you're also going to be seeing some of the best tattoo artists in the entire world.
Yeah, exactly. There, right. I mean, this
you'll
is
just
like,
stand there with your jaw dropped and be like, how do you do that on people's skin and you make it look like it's nothing?
Right.
Like,
yeah. The effortless, like,
color
book.
Yeah.
Which is so dope. And I mean, again, like, I'm fascinated by the fact that just the stuff that you post, like, hey, I drew this today. I'm like, what the fuck? How do you do that? You know, like, I mean, so to then do that on somebody is like, how the you know, like, I can't. Like, I get all high-pitched like that, too. Literally, I'll be sitting there, like, in front of my computer, like, how the f*** is this happening? You know, like, so, like so a little bit like Bill Cosby.
Maybe that should be the start of your sleeve, just a portrait of Bill Cosby in a crazy sweater.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do.
I don't understand how this happened.
With a jello jiggler.
What's a bun bop? So on that note, I guess we're going to go do a quick music break real fast, and then we come back more with legendary Kyle Ferrari and the upcoming tattoo convention. I am fucking stoked. So real quick, though, here is Good Graces with their song, Oh, We Doing It. And we doing it. Jesus, the level of technical difficulties that I've been having
today.
Talk
about having like a Murphy's Law podcast.
Holy shit. I am so sorry, everybody out there listening. I apologize, legendary Kyle Ferrari and Ashley Miller.
Kyle just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Sick of it.
He's like dropping the mic, like, I'm done. You hear that in the background. It's a very disgruntled Kyle Ferrari, which does not happen often, which means you know you've done uffed up if it's happening. So
don't want to piss a hippie off.
No, you do not. That is when that's some dangerous shit. You are in a danger zone. So, I don't know what the deal is. To my defense, I've been running around a lot, locking a lot of things down and stuff like that. So, it's not an excuse, but rather just,
a little bit of reasoning.
It's not all for naught, exactly. My faux pas here are not just simply because I suck, but rather because...
Well, Josh, why may have you been so busy and tired and, what have you been up to? Have you been...
Well, I'm super
stuff?
Glad you asked that question, Ashley. Yes,
yeah,
actually.
Josh, what's his name?
Nice. What a re-entry. That was awesome. Just drop the mic. Boom. His name is Nevin.
Nice.
He comes from
nice.
Canada. Yeah. No.
Oh, you got a Canuck in your
Yeah,
bro.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, let me just say. No. I'm afraid to chase that one down any further. It could get
just let it lie.
Yeah, right. Let it leave it there. It might
start.
Your best
bet is probably just to
yeah,
stop that one.
Just let that one go. But no. So some of the things we've been locking down. First and foremost, upcoming on Sunday, which is actually you locked this down.
Did.
Legendary.
Well, we both know.
Go ahead,
and
get
I
that
just...
dirt off your shoulder, girl. Oh. You know, just tap
there
tap
go.
Tap
there
tap. Bah. So
mutual friend of ours, and we spoke of him when we kind of did our Radcast back, but Mike Stew.
Right, legendary.
Gotta love Mike Stew.
Awesome Mike
yeah.
Stew. Had a huge year in 2013, doing even bigger things this year. He released his full length last year, immediately jumped to number 33 on the charts first day
on iTunes.
Just
went right to 33, and I think it was in like the indie hip-hop category. But,
right.
I mean, if you read through there, you'll see people whose names you recognize.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's right up there with it.
That.
Oh, yeah.
That he jumped to 33.
Yeah,
right
on the first day.
That's amazing.
And then I guess
so
it's
dreamy.
Like around now. He is dreamy. Have you seen his new haircut? He looks
yes,
handsome.
I did. He stopped into the shop. He has like new hair.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's actually a really cool video. If you go to MikeStewartMusic.com, he has a new video of kind of like get people pumped for 2014.
Right.
And he cuts off those lovely locks. He's got a hood up, and then he pulls it down, and it's buzzed, and
whoa,
he looks pretty badass.
You gotta imagine that this was, like, the Jim Morrison of the indie hip-hop world going from, Jim Morrison hair to a buzz cut.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, that guy had some serious hair. It's like, kind of like that Head and Shoulders commercial with the football player that I feel like I should know his name, but I don't because I'm a douche and I don't follow sports as much as I should. Good, thank God. So, but you know what I'm talking about where the guy's like, he's talking about his freaking locks. I mean, this dude... had some serious hair, so the fact that he got rid of it, I'm going to have to pop on there now.
Yeah,
man.
I got to give him credit. I mean, he definitely is, I don't say self-made, because he does have a huge support system around him,
right.
and he throws that out all the time and wants them to know about it, but he's just real hardworking, and you go on his website, he's a great website,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of videos on there, like official music videos,
yeah.
he has a 2013 year in review where you can, he starts at the beginning
which
of the year
cool, yeah.
and has live videos of different festivals and performances they've done, and he kind of walks everybody through it.
Yeah.
But he has some really cool stuff on there. A new single that he just put out, I think it's Martin Luther Meet Richard Sherman.
Right,
something
right,
like that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
listened to that, which is, again, how talented he is. He, went online the morning after... the Seahawks won to get into the playoffs.
Right, right.
That whole big Richard Sherman scandal. And sorry, I am the one that likes football.
Scandal. No, I thought it was a little bit, just not as closely as I should.
But he
you know what? Get out, Ashley. God,
yeah,
no jocks in here, okay?
What scandal?
Well, it was after the Seahawks won, Richard Sherman, who was the one that caught the interception. And
oh, yeah, when he was like...
Yeah, and he kind of...
Don't step to me! Don't step to me!
Yeah.
That was a crazy good rendition.
That was not a clip of Richard Sherman. That was just Kyle.
I wasn't looking at you, and I literally thought Richard Sherman was in the room with us. I didn't. That was amazing. That was.
It's the little bit that I know about.
But wait, let's just say he got a little bit hyped. The next day, and it was Martin Luther King Day, and it should have been. I mean, we were talking about the day of service and
right,
get out there.
Right.
And we were posting about stuff that we were doing and encouraging other people to share, as were people all around the country. And this is, Mike even talks about this underneath the song, but he said he went onto Facebook and was so excited to see things about Martin Luther King and people doing things, and it wasn't. It was all just ranting on this guy or this
Richard Sherman
or
whatever. Richard Sherman is an animal.
Yeah,
by the way,
yeah,
you know, there's that guy who did some shit a while ago.
And so he kind of, you know, a little blown away, not in a good way by it. And
right.
kind of just whipped up a song.
Which is cool, yeah. Which
because he's so talented.
He's a maestro in that regard,
yeah.
He's very cool. I feel like, you know, he's going to listen to this and be like, all right, you guys are a little heavy on the D there. He kind of like, you know, just his hair is fantastic. He's got a great website and he's super talented.
He's so dreamy. But it'll be cool because we'll have him in our little makeshift studio, not just on the phone. So.
Hell yeah. Right. Which is going to be awesome. And and he is the embodiment. I mean, just such as like, you know, you, Mr. Ferrari are. I mean, Ashley Miller yourself. I mean, everybody that we're involved with, the embodiment of what Radcast really is just highlighting, you know, individuals that are trying to chase down something bigger than themselves and do something, you know, like, you know, really, what's cool is that develop their own brand and within that kind of develop their own, like, it's cool to see people really do that because they're developing their own identity at the same time, you know what
exactly.
I mean? I'm not trying to go, like, too hyper deep on this, but it is cool to see, like, you know, the starting of, like, that journey from, okay, I'm going to try to, you know, devote myself to tattoos, or I'm going to try to devote myself to, you know, becoming a better, you know, artist, like a musician or something. And the start of that journey, and then just watching as they kind of grow into that, you know, that trait or whatever it may be, you know, like yourself as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Manifest destiny.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Your Radcast is about the American dream.
It really is.
Bam. Bam. Oh, what a... I didn't
nice.
Even think of that. That's awesome. I'm just going to get an American flag for the background cover photo on Facebook. And be like, welcome to Radcast, America!
music notes as our stars.
Yeah. Exactly. So...
But yeah, that's going to be a really good interview.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And it's just going to be a fun time. What a great way to like round out the weekend, too. We get
absolutely.
This killer tattoo convention. I'm so fucking pumped. Like,
we're going to have an exciting weekend.
Oh,
it's
it
fun.
Is. It is. I'm so stoked.
You guys definitely, I mean, obviously, I know that you're coming down to like hang out with us afterwards and like go out and party and all that. But definitely, you know, obviously, I don't think that you would let this fall. But make sure you get down there. Make sure you can walk around the whole floor.
Oh, yeah,
check everything out. There's going to be, and, you know, and it's not just tattoos. It's also vendors and stuff. So you'll find, like, all kinds of weird macabre stuff to buy.
Yeah, I mean, there's jewelry, there's clothing, there's artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
There's I
all
mean,
kinds of cool
at the last convention we went to, we bought a bunch of hot sauces. You know, it's
kind
of good. You know, you're
freezing in your car right now.
So. Yeah, oh, God, they are.
They are, like... 4 days frozen in your car.
Well, at least we know they won't go bad.
So they will be good by the time...
Yes, very fresh. Very
I mean,
fresh.
When Walt Disney is finally thawed out and brought back to life, that hot sauce will be some of the first things he is greeted with.
Yeah. And I want to say, if anybody
reference.
Does go down to the tattoo convention, go online. I guess, is it just...
Villainarts.com. Yeah. VillainArts. Or just Google.
Or, yeah, I was
going to
say, or if you're just like me, just Google things and then find the link through it. But yeah, Philadelphia Tattoo Convention. You can actually go on, find exactly where it is. If you're driving, see where to drive to. If you're taking the train, see which train station to get off of. And then there's also, I believe, a coupon for parking.
Yeah. You have to be kind of, I don't know. I had to be a little tech savvy to figure out how to print it out. And it doesn't cut off the QR code. But... there was a little coupon for parking. It's like the convention center parking. It's a Pennsylvania convention center. Ideally, if you were taking the train, you would get off at Market East. But but yes, there is a little coupon, and I believe like the convention center is like 1101 Arch Street, Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's in there. You'll
cool.
see.
Cool. And on there too, you'll be able to look at each day and like what bands are going to be playing, what stuff's going to be going on, who's going to be there, and you can check out all the artists and stuff. So
exactly. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be. I'm so pumped. And like I, you know, like I know we were saying like don't go for anything like a big half sleeve, but I'm gonna even try to just get like the first bottom portion. Like so, if you were to do something such as like you know something that was like written in Thai. As just like a band kind of going around the arm, would that be like a ridiculous undertaking or?
The only thing about doing something like that is that it's very feasible to do, but you just want to make sure you have the right translation.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
Do a little bit of your own work. Not that we're just going to be like, oh yeah, whatever. This looks Thai-esque. So.
Yeah, right. Thai management.
Seriously.
Certainly doesn't look like American, so
we'll
go with
it. But you never know. So it would behoove you if you were looking to do something like that. Do a little bit of your own research. Make sure your translation's right. Bring that. And then we can size it up and down.
Right.
But it takes the stress off of us of having to like find the exact translation. Literal translation,
right.
I thought I was getting strength and honor.
I think that's kind of a good message, whether you're going to a convention or a tattoo shop or anything.
Shop,
like,
right.
If you want something in a different language,
yeah,
look it up yourself so you know.
Yeah.
I wanted strength and honor, and I got elephant dick. God,
yeah, exactly.
This is terrible. Jesus.
On that note, did you know that there is a trend? You know how, like, there was a trend of people, and it still sometimes happens, but there's, like, a trend of people that, you know, they get, like, the Japanese inspirational word, but it's like the actual kanji symbol, like Japanese symbols for it. In the Asian community, I've heard that they're getting like random American, like English words tattooed on them in the same way that we would get their words tattooed on us.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, what? So no, what do they have? Like, you know, is that, does your forearm say Levi's?
Yeah.
What the hell? You know, like,
I would hope.
Is that Whole Foods? What the hell are you like?
But that's kind of
racist,
our language is so kind of convoluted in a sense.
Yeah,
and confusing.
Yeah.
It's so many different meanings.
Right, exactly.
Like,
but they might get like the word like honor or
downtrodden.
Or, yeah, but like they might also get another word, but same problem would apply, that they might get a word that they think is something, and very much like you said, like it could be like
phallic or something.
Yeah.
Well, not even that, but like the one that I remember is from school when we were learning about homophones. I wound the bandage around the wound. It wound and wound are the exact same spelling, exact same word, but when you say it one way, it's one thing, and when you say it another way, it's another thing.
I wound the wound around the wound.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wound it.
I wound the wound
around. Wound and I just threw myself off.
I would just, if I was from any other country, even from this country, and knowing our language very well, because that's what I've always spoken, I would even be hesitant to get anything with, like, the word there in it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different versions.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Tattoos.
T-W-O-T-O-T-O-O.
Right. That's the danger of language, people.
Underlying
God damn it, I'm striking
out. If you're
out,
going to be putting
it's
something
like
permanently on your body, just make sure it's what you want.
Exactly.
I think a big
right
one always, and the yours.
Yeah.
Too. People always screw that up.
Yeah.
Forget that there's an apostrophe E if it's possessive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For
not
I mean,
me,
God
I
forbid you get something on there that's like grammatically incorrect or something, and then
oh,
you
I'm
just
like,
look like a
dude. I'm like that guy on Facebook that I don't post anything, but then if I see somebody that misspelled something, I'm like, it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Get it right. We had it past second grade.
Nice English. Yeah, right. Nice English, you third grade idiot. Yeah, I don't know. That was a terrible joke. Like, I'm just flatlining it. Fucking up the board. I can't even talk.
Well, it is our second podcast.
It is. I'm burnt, man. I'm like, after 3 hours of sleep last night, it was god awful.
Well,
this is
going down. And,
yeah.
You know,
just wind it down. I've
it's all right. There's pizza in your new future.
Oh, there is. And the pop punk kid in me is screaming with delight right now. So the other big announcement before we get too carried away from it is obviously we've got Mike Stew coming up on Sunday, the tattoo convention on Saturday. But in the near future, maybe not necessarily this weekend, I'm going to be setting that in motion this Friday, and we'll be launching it pretty soon. But we're actually going to be doing our very own online streaming radio station. So it's not just going to be podcasts and all that kind of like pre-recorded content, but now you can actually tune in live, catch us doing some live events and things like that in your area. You know, we'll have a regular schedule where you can, you know, click to find the show. Obviously, we'll still podcast it, so if you can't find us, you know, at the time that we are broadcasting live, you can still listen to the content, but I just dropped my phone like a douche. But the other thing that, obviously, we're going to be playing, like, local music throughout the day, so in between shows, you know, like, you'll be able to hear your favorite local bands, and it'll be kind of like a 104.5 for, you know, like, the little guys, like,
yeah,
the little guys. And then we also have, I've got a couple deals in the works with like a couple other guys that have some shows of their own that'll be kind of providing content and stuff. So we're going to have like a full-fledged station. It's going to be,
Little Radcast family. Yeah,
exactly. It's
awesome.
A rad world out there,
it
you
is
know? So
it's like Radcast is becoming like a teenager now.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like hitting
like
puberty.
It.
It's, you know,
growing
it's starting
so
to,
like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Voices are cracking. Mistakes are being made. But
right.
Like, but things are getting bigger.
Exactly. Right. You know, like if you listen to like, you know, the early days of Radcast, there were mistakes made, like a toddler that just couldn't help but shit himself. And now it's like, there's still mistakes being made, but it's more like, you know,
now it's like I snuck out of the house but got caught.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Like, oh, look, I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it quite.
It's still a little awkward.
Yeah, it's still kind of a little tipsy.
Where did these things come from?
Exactly, like, but yeah, so that's coming up. And then the other big announcement is we're going to be partnering up with, we're going to be doing first and foremost an interview with legendary Donnie Marie out of New Jersey. And for those of you guys listening that are familiar with the local scene, she is a huge booking agent in the New Jersey area. She's the owner and founder of Little House Booking. And we're going to be sitting down with her on Thursday for an interview. She's going to be calling in. That's 8 p.m. And then we'll obviously get the podcast up. Or maybe even bring it to you live, depending on if the station is ready by then. But and then beyond that, then she's actually looking to expand her territory out into the Philadelphia area. She's already started to reach out to places like The Fire. You guys obviously know where that is. I was there this past weekend with Jake Detweiler. And she's going to be, you know, working her way out here. So we're actually going to be working in tandem with her to broadcast from live events and catch all the cool bands that come through the venues and all the events that she sets up and stuff. So that's
another big things on the horizon.
Big things on the horizon. Yeah, it's banging. So I'm pretty stoked. And then of course we have, like, you know, the upcoming partnership and events and things like that we're going to be doing with Integrity Tattoo.
And Mike Stu. Yeah.
So, you know, just
we'll
getting
all, be,
all these people.
All three parties will be collaborating for kind of a spring fling kind of thing. Get everybody excited about warm weather again and get out and doing stuff. And
thank God when the sun...
I totally hit a point where I'm ready for warm weather.
Yeah.
Like, I you know, I hate to be one of those people that complains about winter because it's like... It's February. It's Pennsylvania. You've been doing this for 27 years.
You know
what is to be expected.
Right.
I'm very much aware that it's going to be cold right now, but I am just so ready for warm weather.
Oh, dude, like, I hear you.
I think I'm just ready for the sun to stay out longer.
Not even so much like kayaking.
Good stuff.
We just got some sweet Bluetooth little speaker things that we're going to be taking kayaking, listening to music while we're kayaking.
Oh, man.
It's going to be just awesome.
That is going to be pretty awesome. Now, I will say, I do hate the cold weather and it gets dark early and all that kind of crap, but I am a huge fan of snowboarding. I'm gonna be hitting the mountain tomorrow.
Ooh,
after
nice.
Work hitting the slopes, you know.
Nice.
It's not quite Aspen, but it'll do.
Where are you going?
Spring Mountain. So
oh, you're going to that big hill?
Yeah, right. I'm going to the Big Bunny Hill tomorrow. So it's gonna be a big day. I'm a big boy now.
Don't you worry, it's a hill nonetheless.
You're right. I was gonna go to some of the bigger ones, but I get out of work late, so it's like by the time they like go all the way out to the Lehigh Valley. Get my ticket
yeah,
on my crap.
You have what, like
yeah.
three
yeah.
runs down.
People are
going to
be like pouring in. And like, I'm a huge fan. If you ski or you snowboard or you do anything of that nature, I'm a huge fan of getting out there like early in the middle of a weekday when nobody is there and you just have the entire mountain yourself. It's not only is it awesome because you have free range to just go wherever and do whatever, but it's like you hit this zen state of mind because it's just you. And you're just like, you know, cruising along.
You and the snow and the scenery.
Exactly. It's quiet. You know what I mean? It's awesome. So if you guys are into that, or if anybody out there is listening, you owe it to yourself to do something of that nature because it's rad.
Nice.
So
what kind of board do you have?
I do not have a board, actually.
You gotta rent one?
I still got to rent one. I'm like, I'm into it, but I never made the jump to like buying an actual board.
Oh.
So I know. I'm kind of on the market now. So I'm like looking around like. But yeah,
I'll sell you my board.
I was just gonna say
I
have a snowboard,
dude.
Yeah,
do
we'll
you?
Talk about this
well, of course, yes, yes, you're right. Let's
wheeling and
no, let's do it now.
Playing.
I think this is a great. This is a great.
Anyway, it's a Burton, and
yeah, right, exactly.
It's got a metallic or a mechanical Tyrannosaurus wreaking havoc on a city on it. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, sweet Jesus! Well,
you'd have to get it like you know re-edged and re-waxed. And
right,
just,
right.
I had an issue with the bindings, like losing a screw one time, and something happened. But I think all of that's fixed. It's been. I haven't snowboarded since I've been tattooing.
Well, dude, what do you...
Seven years.
Right.
Been,
holy shit. Talking mushrooms. Right. So have you thought about taking it up at all again, or...
I just never have the time.
What are you doing tomorrow, man?
Going down to the tattoo convention.
Totally just covered this. I'm a dumbass. I really was just
anyway,
setting that
really
up
will,
for...
We really
yeah.
will talk about this afterwards and... You know, we can work a deal out.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's going down. So, but, yeah, so that's what's coming up. Big things on the horizon. And,
full packed weekend.
I do.
Very
I'm
nice.
Pretty, I'm
very
pretty stoked.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about? Plug?
No, nothing in particular.
Good. I'm kind of excited about pizza. I'm not going to lie.
I am very
yeah.
excited about pizza.
Yeah.
I am super excited.
And excited to come back on Sunday and talk about our fun filled weekend.
I
with
know, right?
The Mike Stew.
Dude,
so,
legendary yeah. Mike Stu. That, yeah, I'm stoked. Well, I guess yeah. That maybe we'll lead it out on that.
Good. And I guess we'll tell them. You know, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter. We'll let you know when the interview with Jamie Riley from Jamie Top is
finally up
take
and
place,
ready to go.
And,
right, exactly.
Which
that's such a bummer. I mean,
yeah.
That, yeah.
Technical difficulties are the worst. But anyway, you know, because you can never plan for it.
Exactly.
And,
It's true. It's
and
life.
Then something like that, like, you know, you got this guy on the phone and you know, it's like, what do you do? It's like, hey, wait, please stop.
Yeah.
Right. Can I call you back?
When I have
when
a better
I have
connection.
Yeah. I don't know when that will be.
Exactly.
That's the worst.
It's, yeah, it's a bummer. So, well, anyway, guys, I'm going to lead you out with An Honest Year with their song Starting Over. Love these guys. They played the Winter Jam last weekend, Radio 104.5. They killed it. They're doing big things, and they're going to be in your area very soon. Check out our website and their website for more details on that. But, yeah, check us out on Twitter and Instagram at RadcastBA. You can get us at Facebook.com/RadcastBA. Integrity Tattoo, which is
Integrity-Tattoo.com, Facebook.com/IntegrityTattoo, and all of that can lead you to our Instagram, especially the website. For each of our artist page has like a little link to our Facebook and has a link to our Instagram.
Thanks. All right, well, everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
Yeah, exactly. We'll catch you guys back on Sunday. We'll see you maybe at the tattoo convention. And
hell yeah.
Yeah. Until then, folks.